Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Once again, let education prevail. The single most important thing you can do for your health. How do I know? Because I think after 24 years, I've been through quite a bit, asking myself relentlessly what works. How do I get the concepts to the patient, to the client, to the health enthusiast? How do I get them to do what they need to do? There is no better way than education. You're going to have to keep that mind in today, because I want to put it all together today. If you've been listening to the last three or four shows, we've been doing typing. If you're new to the show, typing is a way for you to know more about yourself, specific things about yourself, from your blood type to your glandular type to what we're going to do today, your oxidative type, to your dosha, Vata Pitta Kapha, to your Chinese type. All the different things you learn in medicine about how to classify people, how to categorize them, how to delineate one person from the other is what these shows are about, especially the last three. Why? Because you've got to learn to contour it to you. If you're sitting there, if you're not well, or you want to get healthier than you already are, hopefully that's the case. Really, the issue is one size does not fit all. You can't do a cookie cutter regime and expect to get past second base. There's a lot of first base nutrition out there, and that's the one size fits all, and that's good. So I'm not knocking it, but lots of you know, especially if you're dealing with chronic issues that you just haven't been able to fix, it's more a matter of how you can contour through education. So put your thinking caps on. Vata Pitta Kapha, which dosha are you? Are you the one that turns to fire? Are you the one that decongests? Are you the one that congests with mucus that needs to decongest? Are you our skinny little Vata, the flighty one, the bird, the wren, the one that's got to have a routine or a busy day, too busy a day, too chaotic a day, makes you burn so fast that your nervous system fries? The Chinese characterization, I hope by now, if you've been listening to the show, and if not, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Get on the website, straighttalk.cc. That's two T's, .cc, not .com. Especially today, get on the website. I'll try if you don't have it, but today's a great day to look at the pictures. Wood. What organ is wood? Wood is liver. Water is kidney. Lung is metal. Pancreas digestion is earth. Heart is fire. Which of those organ types characterize you? That's the Chinese categorization. Remember, those two systems, the Ayurvedic and the Chinese, they go back a long, long, long time. Their history is one of do it and see if it works, and then write it down, pass it on to your friends and experiment with it. It doesn't matter if the hard, high science isn't behind every little word. Because if you know it works, why do you have to spend 100 years in a lab proving what you already know? Lots of people look at it that way. I don't. I love the science. So do you. So let's get to blood typing. A blood's internalized. They don't produce enough hydrochloric acid. They tend to be vegetarians. They tend to be diplomats. They like the slow meditative exercises. The O blood's the first blood type. And all those blood types evolved what? They evolved out of necessity. The caveman hunter, meat-eating, aggressive, I'll knock you down if you're in my way. O blood served very well way back when we hunted huge animals, and that was it before farming. We evolved to the A bloods when there was less what? Land to hunt on. We had to farm. We had to learn to live together. Thus the birth of the A. After the A's came the B's, going back 10, 15,000 years. The B-bloods are a good hybrid of the O's and the A's. And today, the B's tend to be our most hardy blood type. They're most adaptable. B is for adaptability. And then the AB blood. The AB blood, the bloodline of the conscious. In 1,000 years, 2,000, 5,000, if we have a world, if there is a world, perhaps we speculate that that higher consciousness we associate to the AB blood will be the blood type that prevails, although now it's only 2% of our bloodline. And if you have to mix all these, because that's what you're supposed to do. If you're new to the show, go back to the old shows. If you've been listening each week, mix these. Get a sheet of paper, write down your dosha, write down your Chinese type, write down your blood type, intersect them, add them up, divide, multiply, subtract. And what's the rule? So you don't get confused. So you don't get confused. Otherwise, you're going to get confused. Doctors are confused. This whole science is confused. Holistic medicine is confusing. Do you really think we have it figured out? Each person's their own mystery. Each person's their own evolution. Each person needs a contour. Each person needs their own Sherlock Holmes. That's really what health is. Do not kid yourself. Tell your friends I said that. Check what I just said to your own experience. If you're going to cure, if you're going to heal, if you're going to get to the other level, if you're going to excite the part in your body that excites you, that potentiates into the person you really are, it's one long labyrinth. You got to know how to surf a wave blindfolded. Leap and the net will appear. That's what holistic medicine is. Don't kid yourself. So what's the rule then in this crazy, chaotic heap of what some call gibberish we call holistic medicine? Absorb what's useful. Doshas, blood types, absorb what's useful. If it hits you right between the eyes, and if you know truth, you'll know when this is right for you. Absorb what's useful, get rid of the rest. Absorb what's useful, get rid of the rest. Blood typing, doshic typing, Chinese typing. Absorb what's useful to you, what hits you between the eyes, and get rid of the rest. All right, there's your prep. Now put your beanies on. Here we go. Oxidative typing. I had to go back to the late 1800s, the early 1900s. Now, oxidative typing's out in books today. I put one, if you're on the website, straighttalk.cc, picture 12, metabolic typing by Wolcott. Wolcott's got quite a respectable background. A lot of what I'm going to say today is in that book, but not all of it, because metabolic typing goes back to the 1800s. The articles that I'm going to quote, one of our links on the website today, is a three-page article. If you're on the site, it says click to open dental article. That dental article from which part of this comes today goes back to 1905. I will always contend that in the libraries, way in the back of the largest academics in the country, are these books covered with dust, written by men no one knows about anymore. Dentists, surgeons, home tinkerers, it doesn't matter. They wrote, they published, their works just lie in dusty shelves in libraries that nobody looks at or now on microfilm. Or on the web. Resurrect them, you should. What we're going to talk about today was on the tips of tongue of dentists over 100 years ago, trying to understand what made people sick. And what you're going to find, and this is why I took the time to describe this, what you're going to find when you go back 100, 110 years ago, before pharmaceutical medicine, what you're going to find is the best and the brightest studied how the body worked and how the body became diseased. I kid you not, we lost that generation. We lost it, you see. What happened is that massive information 100 years ago simply condensed itself into what was useful for us in a pharmaceutical model. and the holistic practitioners out here listening to this broadcast today, understand 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 300 years ago, chemistry was done as early as the 1700s. It's of vital importance to holistic medicine today, but you don't find it anywhere. You have to go back and dig. We're going to get to this article later today. But just off this metabolic typing book are what we call oxidative typing. Now, I'm going to use the word oxidation. And to make oxidation easy, I just gave you a little picture of what we mean by oxidation. It's a word, irregardless of what you read in nutrition, you should understand something about. Oxidation is the process through which some compound, some molecular formula, some arrangement of atoms loses electrons. When something gains electrons, we say it's reduced. When something loses electrons, we say it's oxidized. And so oxidation is the process, of course, as we define it, where a compound loses electrons. Now keep that in mind, because oxidation is going to have something to do with oxygen. You bet it does. Oxygen, if you look at it in the periodic table of elements, is in line with a whole bunch of other atoms. But next to oxygen, you have what we call the halogens, and I put a picture of the halogens on picture number 3. Fluorine, chlorine, bromine, and iodine. And oxygen is similar to these groups I just mentioned. It's similar because oxygen has a high electronegativity, as do the halogens. So I'm going to mention fluorine. That's a word in nutrition and holistic medicine that we all go aghast at. Fluorine. Oh, no, there's fluorine in the water. There's fluorine in this. Fluorine is dangerous because fluorine is highly electronegative. In fact, if you look at picture number 4, fluorine has a number. Its electronegativity is 4. Fluorine's electronegativity is 4. Chlorine's electronegativity is 3. So there's two toxic agents. Now, of course, chlorine's not toxic, right? Salt is chlorine. Chloride works through the body, hydrochloric acid. So don't misunderstand, but when you categorize atoms, and we're going to do that to oxygen so we can teach oxidation in a moment. When you categorize atoms, we measure their need or their ability to pull electrons. How electron hungry are they? Fluorine is dangerous because fluorine, set loose, is always looking for electrons. It lives, it exists in deep electronegativity, meaning it searches through its environment, and if it can pull an electron out of some sorry structure, some sorry living organ system, the fluorine will do that and leave the organ system rendered one or two or a gazillion less electrons than it needs. So a highly electronegative element is one that pulls electrons. So oxygen has its electronegativity also. Oxygen is highly reactive. It engages in oxidative processes. So now we're mixing the words. Oxygen is one of those atoms, like fluorine, like chlorine, like bromine, that will engage in oxidizing reactions in which two compounds, oxygen and what oxygen reacts with, trade electrons. One gives, the other takes. Now, oxygen plays a key role in exactly this fashion inside the mitochondria. So you got to get the setup to this, because when you call yourself an oxidative type, when you say I'm a fast oxidizer versus a slow oxidizer, and as a fast oxidizer, I precipitate crystals into my joints or into the underside of my arteries at a higher rate, and that I need a certain type of diet to prevent that, you've got to know what oxidation means. So we're giving you the setup right now. in the cell, in a specialized part of the cell called the